At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Joining us on the line now is Radhika Sangani. She's an award-winning journalist and acclaimed author. Her first book for children, The Girl Who Couldn't Lie, was inspired by her own experiences of vowing to never tell another lie again. She's dedicated the book to her younger self and hoped that it encourages a new generation to do what she has only just learnt, to tell the truth. She's had to face her greatest fears, have some very difficult conversations, but is happier knowing she'll always be living a life of total authenticity. Welcome to the show, Radhika.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. I think you're very brave.
Thank you.
Well, I guess you get a similar reaction from a lot of people, that part of me thinks, wow, how wonderful, what an amazing thing to do. And another part of me kind of thinks, oh, this sounds really scary.
Yeah, and it's so funny because, you know, I've been doing it for over 2 years now, so it's really just become my norm. And part of me is like, oh, how strange that it's so unusual for people that I don't lie anymore. Like, what does that say about our world? But then I look back at when I began this, you know, over 2 years ago, and I was that person. It was unfathomable to me to be completely radically honest, because I was part of that society that we live in where it's just really, really normal to hide how we feel, to tell white lies, you know, just to do all these societal niceties, really, which are actually just stopping us from telling our truth.
Yeah. And I think nobody would like to think of themselves as being a liar. And you certainly didn't either. You saw yourself as an honest person and would kind of veer from the truth just to sort of protect other people's feelings. And I think a lot of people, I guess, can relate to doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I always just thought that I would never have even used the word lying. For me, I was just protecting people or being kind or not hurting people's feelings. Mm. But I had a therapy session where my therapist was like, oh, so you were dishonest. You lied. And I was like, what? And it just completely reframed it in my mind. And from that moment, you know, I did a lot of inner work and I realized that actually this people pleasing that I was doing is lying and it's doing a disservice to me. Because I'm not, you know, speaking up and being my true self. But it's also doing a disservice to that person because I'm assuming they can't handle the truth. I'm not even giving them a chance, you know, whether it's about something small of, you know, what I actually think of a friend's outfit, or if it's something a bit bigger, a bit more emotional, I'm still not giving that person a chance to even see if they can handle the truth.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess people, I certainly did imagine in my mind all the different kind of conversations with different people and different situations, whether it's to do with personal life, friends, family, work, you know, all the different times when you could be really honest and things could go horribly wrong. I mean, have you had any experiences where things have gone a bit wrong and you've thought, oh God, maybe I shouldn't have said that?
Yeah, I have. You know, there's obviously been really awkward moments, especially early on when I was still learning how to say things kindly. You know, there might be moments where I would just awkwardly blurt it out and people just look at me, you know, a little bit offended maybe. But I think most of the times if it's gone not wrong, you know, if it's been it's more difficult, I've more just been met with silence. So it's probably, you know, via email communication or messages. And if people haven't liked what I said, they've just not replied. And I get that initial panic of, oh no, they don't like me, I've upset them. Or, you know, if it's work related, I'll never work with them again. And I'll get these panicked thoughts. And then I breathe and I just remember, you know, I was polite, I was respectful. It's okay. What's meant for me will stay with me. And if it's not meant for me, then that's okay. I can let that go.
Yeah, I guess one of the big things is kind of people pleasing in a friendship kind of way, you know, not wanting to let people down, being invited to something that you don't really want to go to, and either going when you don't want to or you can't afford it or you don't like the venue or the person even. Or just kind of making up a lie and saying, I'm really sorry, I can't make it because, you know, and lying about the reason. How have you handled that side of things?
So in the past, you know, I did it all. I went to things I hated, I lied, I did all of it. And then, yeah, since telling the truth, it's been really interesting. I feel a lot freer, a lot lighter. You know, for example, telling a friend, look, a friend having a hen do and saying, it's not that I don't want to come to your hen do, I just don't like any of them at all. I would so much rather take you for dinner and just hang out privately and celebrate with you. And talking it through with that friend, you know, it's meant that it's been so much easier and we've had a really fun time and I've not had to force myself to do something I hated and thus create resentment. So even though it means having difficult conversations, I do just feel I'm so much happier and it's better for the friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess if things went horribly wrong and people reacted in a really negative way, I mean, are you able to see it in such a way that maybe they weren't that good a friend to begin with? Or if they don't understand, then maybe the friendship isn't worth saving, kind of thing?
Yeah, and like, unfortunately, you know, a couple of friendships for me have ended in the last couple of years, but majority of my friendships have got so much closer. So I kind of just think, well, those friendships that ended, they clearly weren't right for me anymore. You know, I really do believe we'd just been growing apart and were quite different at this point, but none of us wanted to face up to it because, you know, we had a history and it was a beautiful history of friendship. And I think a lot of people can probably relate to this, like staying in situations for nostalgia, for history, and just not wanting to end something. Because it is uncomfortable and it is hard to face the truth. But yeah, I think I've just always tried to trust that if that happens, it's because it needed to happen. Like neither of us were clearly really happy in that friendship anymore.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And you did do that. You were really nervous, but you did end a friendship because you realized you drifted apart and you were worried about the reaction. But she actually agreed with you.
I was so nervous. I was like trembling as I had this chat with her. And then she was like, you know, I feel the same way. And it was actually really beautiful in the end. We both got emotional because we had so much love for each other. It's just, we just genuinely didn't have anything in common anymore. And it had been years of this. It wasn't just a short, you know, it's been a few months. It had been years of us feeling a lot of distance between us, but forcing ourselves to meet. And actually it was really liberating for both of us to just call it out, have an honest chat. And just say, well, let's take some space. And if ever anything changes in the future, the door's open. But otherwise, you know, there's no point forcing it anymore. So yeah, it was really, really freeing.
Oh, it's amazing. Because people do change, you know, marriages drift apart, as we know, relationships drift apart. So it can be perfectly normal for friendships to drift apart.
Totally. And I think, you know, I think it's all of this stuff, you know, radical honesty and me living my life in this way. I'm just starting to realize how at odds it is with the way, you know, society does things and the messaging we get. And, you know, the guilt we all feel and the sense that we're staying in friendships that aren't working just because we feel guilty and we'd feel bad if we leave it. And it's a bit like, hang on, let's just take a step back and see what we really need. You know, what's good for us. And that's why, you know, I've actually written this children's book, you know, The Girl Who Couldn't Lie, which touches on all of these themes, because I want the younger generation to actually think about truth telling, honesty, and them showing up and being their true selves. Because I just think if it's a message we learn early and younger, then we won't get stuck in these, you know, complicated situations that aren't serving us.
Yeah. One of the things that you cover in the book, I wanted to ask you about your personal experience with family, because your main character, Priya, in the book tells her dad that she hates his cooking. have you had any experiences with family that have been a bit awkward?
Yeah, probably. I mean, my family at this point just roll their eyes, you know, at most of the things I say. But I think it's actually really nice because I am honest with them now. And when I was younger, I nobody ever told me not to be honest. I don't really know where I got this message from. I think I just absorbed it, you know, the whole thing of being a good girl, being a nice, smiley, quiet girl. And just that's what we see in society. And yeah, I don't think I was always that honest with them. If I was struggling, I hid it from them. And now as an adult, it's really nice just to show up and be honest and just tell them the truth about how I actually am.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? It's one of those things that in some ways sounds really simple, to just be honest with everyone. And, you know, it does. It sounds like a really simple thing to do. And I guess depending on the person, some people will find it quite simple and some people would really, really struggle with it.
Totally. And I'm probably making it sound like, you know, more simple because it is now for me. But at the beginning, you know, it was really hard. And I remember just every single text message I got that asked me a question, I'd be frozen because I'm like, how do I answer this genuinely, honestly? And, you know, even just a message saying, you know, oh, I can't. Is it that I actually can't or do I not want to? And, you know, things like if a friend asks me, do you like my outfit? Do you like my boyfriend? Just all of these things. I was like, oh God, I can't just say it. Yeah, great. Like I used to, I have to actually think about the truth and then work out a kind way to say it. Or, you know, with a friend who asked me about her boyfriend and I actually didn't like him, instead of sharing that to her, I just said, you know, I actually don't think my opinion matters here. I'd rather not share it because so long as you're happy, that's all that matters. And so I also learned you don't have to overshare. You can have a boundary and just say, you know, I'd rather not share that.
Yeah, interesting. I guess that would be hard for people to say, because to me that kind of sounds obvious that you don't like the boyfriend. Because if you did, you'd be like, yeah, he's so nice, he's so good for you, I'm so happy for you. So if you go, I'd rather not share my opinion at this point, I'd be like, she doesn't like my boyfriend.
It's true. And like, you know, my friend didn't look pleased, but she had no choice but to accept it. And we then talked about it a bit more. And I was like, honestly, so long as you're happy and he treats you well, that is all that matters. And, you know, she was mollified at the end. But yeah, this is it. Like, telling the truth is awkward. You know, that's why we don't do it all the time, because it does lead to difficult conversations, uncomfortable feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
But I guess the biggest thing that I just want to say is, you know, I feel so much better doing this. Like, I feel lighter. I was getting therapy because I had stuff like anxiety. And actually, now that I just have a policy of being my true self, I don't feel so stressed all the time, because life is just a lot simpler. It really does take up a lot of energy when you're trying to people please all the time.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, when you think about relationships, as in romantic relationships, we all know, you know, it's all kind of basic that in order to have a successful relationship, communication is key. Mm. And, you know, you do need to be able to communicate with your partner. So, you know, bringing it back to basics here, if you can't be honest with your partner about your feelings, about your feelings about them, your feelings about yourself, your feelings about your relationship together, then, you know, alarm bells. You need to be able to be honest with your partner, don't you?
Oh, totally. But I think so many of us aren't, and I include myself in that, because I don't think I always was. You know, sometimes because I wanted to protect their feelings, and sometimes because I was scared that telling the truth would change their opinion of me, you know? Yeah. And I think I always had this thing of, I don't want to come across as needy. I want to come across as the cool girl. And so I would avoid sharing things with partners sometimes, but you know, that just doesn't work because it all builds up and then you can have these explosions or resentments, you know, on either side. And actually I have found that this policy of honesty just means that I'm in a relationship now and it's just so much easier because we just trust each other, and he's doing it too. He's been inspired by my honesty policy. And so
nice.
Yeah, we've kind of promised each other we'll just be fully radically honest in our relationship. And it just, it just means we trust each other more. So, you know, if I say, are you okay? I feel like I've upset you. And he'll be like, no, I'm fine. Remember, radical honesty, I can sort of relax. And on the flip side, it does mean he'll tell me if he's not okay and something's come up. But again, as you said, it forces us to do that communication and actually talk about things, which I think so many of us want to avoid sometimes.
Oh, definitely. It's a classic answer, isn't it? I'm fine. And that, I mean, that means I'm not fine.
Unless you're in our relationship where if you're not fine, you actually say I'm not fine. Yeah. So it's a lot easier.
I love it. It's brilliant. So just tell us a little bit about your character in the book, Priya.
Yeah, I'd love to. So Priya is 12 years old. She is an elite gymnast. She is under major pressure with gymnastics, her schoolwork. She's got difficulties at home. Her parents are arguing and she can't see her friends all the time. So she's under major pressure. And it means that she's kind of lying to everyone, pretending she's fine when she's not. And then, yeah, everything changes for her when she puts on a bangle that her grandma left her. And her grandma, her ba, was the only person she could ever be honest with. And when she puts on this bangle, suddenly Priya can't lie anymore. She has to tell the truth all the time. And so, yeah, it's really about her journey. And it's obviously funny and silly at times. But there is also a message in there that I really hope children, you know, engage in, of just what does it mean to tell the truth? And could we maybe tell the truth a little bit more than we are right now?
Yeah. And it'll probably inspire conversation between friends at school and also between the child reading the book and their parents, perhaps.
Oh, totally. And I've actually been going into schools to speak to children and just the conversations are hilarious, you know, just and everyone sharing all the lies they've told and people taking their parents' credit cards to, you know, buy video games and things online. Like, oh, God, there's a lot of lies going on. But I think the one thing I've noticed the children taking from it is the stuff around friendship. And I was telling them some studies, you know, that the average person has 13 secrets at a time. And they were all like, oh, we've got way more than that. And actually, it was really interesting to hear them talk about, you know, what will happen if they do share that with their friends? Like, will they end up growing closer together, you know, if they actually share their secrets?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really hope it provokes those sorts of conversations.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's been lovely chatting with you. Thank you, Radhika Sangari. If people want to get a copy of the book, it's called The Girl Who Couldn't Lie, and it's available on our website, tre.radio. Radhika, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I can honestly say I've enjoyed chatting with you.
Likewise.
I believe you. Thank you. Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.